Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yo!
And Tim Galbakis.
What is up, 4th of July weekend stylies?
Oh! I've been feeling like we've been saying it for a month now. Summer has sprung.
Yeah.
Summer has sprunger.
Spring really paved the way for it, don't you think?
Yeah, it's true. Every year, it's always spring first.
I'll give you a little heads up, guys, about this episode. Just so you know, I might, due to the drink that we're doing and the topic at hand, I might do a little bit of some kind of innuendos in this episode.
Don't, and just don't, because you don't need to do that.
I don't need to.
You don't need to. It's not fun. The cheap laughs, you know,
it could be funny.
The sex stuff, the boobs, the penises, all that stuff.
Yeah, don't do penis stuff or boobs.
Well, you know, what goes where type of stuff, Tim. We don't need it.
I'll tell you who's going to love this episode.
Who?
That promiscuous Paris Hilton.
Oh, no.
Wah!
Promiscuous?
She's too promiscuous.
Tim.
Not to mention Nicole Richie, her little compadre.
I don't think, I know you're referring to the I don't know if it was feature length film, but a little video, One Night in Paris, that was put out years ago.
Yeah, it was feature length. I saw it at AMC in Burbank.
Yeah, and it was a sexual tape, and that's fine. And I don't know if Nicole Richie had a sexual tape, did she?
No, but she was on The Simple Life, one of the
best. Yes, that's true.
Yep.
That is true.
And I saw her at Good Neighbor Diner.
Oh,
good for you. I saw pro skateboarder Andrew Reynolds there, and I said, hey, I recognize you from the Tony Hawk video game.
Yeah.
And he said, please, not while I'm on my omelet.
Speaking of Tony Hawk, I've been rewatching Jackass from the beginning, and it's very fun. But you know, when you get
from
into
the beginning,
the,
like it's Sopranos.
Yeah, you really got to take it all in. I watched the documentary "Dumb" about Big Brother magazine.
Yeah,
it's great. Off. It was great. But isn't it funny when all that stuff came out of skateboard videos? So it makes sense that Tony Hawk would be around and do cameos. But isn't that such a specific feeling when you see sleazoids like Rab himself and Chris Pontius or whatever, and then when Tony Hawk is there, like, I'm goofing around too, and you're like, it's like seeing Mickey Mouse in
yes.
the maze
yes. yeah.
with a bunch
yeah.
of punk rock guys.
Well, it's also like it feels like the Jackass guys were like, all right, Tony Hawk's gonna be here today, let's not like punch him in the balls, nobody touch him. Yeah, yeah.
And then it is sort of it's the gentler pranks, like no one's like yeah. Shitting or jizzing. It's just sort of like, this is the day when we're going to be on a boogie board.
Yeah. I remember I used to watch like those CKY videos in college, and there was one shot of like Tony Hawk in a headlock or whatever in a bar where they're all just kind of like drunk and yelling at the camera, like, and it just is like Tony Hawk under it. And it was the one time I've seen him not be like, I'm a professional skateboarder and you should wear a helmet. And,
and I brushed my hair this morning.
Yeah,
totally excellent. I feel like he's, they use him in commercials just to kind of like skate by something and go, oh, wow, that was cool. That was good.
That thing back there, if you recall it, it was good.
This product will help you do what I do.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. Well, we've done this before. We've gotten off topic. We're not a Tony Hawk podcast.
No. Nor are we a more generalized board sport podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
But one of us, at least, has wakeboarded. Have you guys wakeboarded?
One of us. No. Is wakeboarding the one where you're kind of on your knees behind a boat?
That's kneeboarding. Wakeboarding is kind of like
water skiing, but
almost like snowboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can do it, and it's fun. Why don't we hit up some booze news?
Yeah, all right.
Hit it!
Et maintenant, on retour au bulletin du Bello. Vos hôtes sont Tim Kapakis, Nick Hanford et Jeff Dutton. Cette semaine, on va apprendre plusieurs infos vis-à-vis les boissons alcoolisées. Y a-t-il un nouveau produit de nos bistrots préférés? Peut-être une nouvelle offre de nos amis chez Bud Light? Restez à l'écoute. C'est Booze News.
It's Booze News, you nasty little simp.
That was Booze News en Francais, sent to us from north of the border, Canada, by none other than Slophead Liz.
Hey,
Liz. Now, that was French. You got to admit.
That was Francais, yes.
Francais.
En Francais.
Oui, oui. That was pretty cool.
And to the Conan theme.
Doesn't that Conan theme, remember how it started with the drum, Max Weinberg drum, and that's like the, I just remember that sound being so amped for Conan to start, waiting through the end of, and then.
Wasn't that your favorite song? Remember we did the favorite song?
TV theme, not favorite song.
TV theme.
Yeah, that's a blowout, folks. If you don't know what we're talking about, that's a blowout. You got to get on the Patreon to listen to the blowout.
Get on the Patreon to become a patron.
Who's got the booze news?
Okay, this is rather electrifying. There is a Don the Beachcomber documentary in the works.
Oh, okay.
You're film freaks, right?
Tim, are we appearing in it?
Yeah, and I checked the nudity clause.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They want full pube.
Oh, God. Mm. I don't know if I'm ready to show it.
They said they wanted to do one long tilt shot going all the way up your long one pube.
Oh, yuch. No.
Slophead Mark Garcia on Instagram sent us this link. So there's a trailer that you can watch. Great title. It's called The Dawn of Tiki. D-O-N-N, because that's how Don Beach spelled it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, Don, I am the Don Corleone of Tiki. But then it's almost like the dawn, like the dawning of the Tiki
the era. Beginning, yeah.
Hey, that's good.
Good.
And it's the fucking guy's name. So, you know, triple meaning. But I watched the trailer and it's really cool. It's got interviews with the Tiki Tea guy and the lady from the Tonga Hut who Jeff, the lady that seated us the other night at the Tonga Hut is the lady.
I remember because we were trying to coax her into letting us seat one more person at the table. And then you really greased the wheels by saying, hey, did I see you in that Don the Beachcomber documentary? And she was like, why, yes,
you can all sit.
And then the cristal was flowing all night long. Mm. And we were like, but we wanted tiki drinks.
And she's like, quiet and drink it up.
Oh, you've really taken a turn, ma'am.
But here's the thing. So I got all revved up and I clicked on it. And this movie has been shot, but it is not finished. It looks really good, but there's still, it's a crowdsourced movie, right?
Hey, let me guess. Stuck in post-production.
They're in purgatory hell.
Post-production hell.
They still need the scoring and finishing touches on the editing and stuff like that. And there is like, you can go to their Instagram and donate. Now, I didn't give them a fucking dime.
No, right. I don't think you will.
I certainly won't, but what I will do is plug it on my hit podcast.
Right.
Sure.
Blast around the globe and say, if you're a slophead,
gold.
go watch this trailer and it might get a little revved up. And then if you have any money left over from subscribing to the Sloppy Boys Patreon, give it to the Dawn of the Tiki movie. And then we get to watch a cool Tiki doc.
Yeah. Now, Tim, you said they might need some music.
Yeah.
Do you know that for a fact, or are you guessing?
The lady at Tonga Hut said that they were still scoring it.
Well, did you happen to mention that maybe a local band has the rights to their songs?
What's the matter with you? This is, I'm out there every day trying to sell this stuff.
Making the rounds at different bars and talking to the hostesses?
Anywhere, anyone who will listen.
I, when the credits roll, I want to hear fucking Lifelong Vacation cranked all the way up, baby. That's where it belongs.
I want to hear them be like, it all started when Don Beach was born in 1894. And it's like, I like to party.
It works.
It works. And I don't know who's directing that film or whatever,
it
but
just works.
They'd be a fool.
That could be a good slogan for the movie, too. Tagline. It just works.
Yeah. The music in this movie, it just works.
Yeah. Maybe you should make the tagline more about the cocktails or the man. No. The music, it just
the music.
Works.
It's the last thing we did, so it's the last thing we're thinking about.
It's the last thing we remember. And the color correction on the film was done correctly. Ooh. And that was, you know, that was kind of some filmish booze news. So I wonder what Zubi Kondorinu will have to say about the movie when it comes out.
Oh, that'll be interesting if Zubi wants to end up going to see that, or maybe just reviewing the trailer, as it seems to be his thing.
And his we don't know what Zubi themselves.
What Zubi Kondorinu's up to. Yeah.
And with that, it is time to wrap it up. A little booze news. Wrap it up.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Here's a little technical question for Jeffy over there.
Sure.
This, I got my AC on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not turning it off, but can you hear it?
I mean, if it's a problem, it'll be a problem for future Jeff.
Yeah. Future current modern day Jeff doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, right.
Future Jeff. Well, okay, Tim, you made mention of something. You were going to do some innuendo this time around. That's fine.
Yeah, Tim, good luck, dude.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do.
I'm working on it. The wheels are already spinning.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Ear. We today are talking about something you two dorks probably know nothing about, a drink called Sex on the Beach.
Oh, Michael.
What? I have no proof that you two have ever made love.
You say that shit to me on my podcast?
No, yes. Jeff, what's the wildest place you and I have ever made whoopee?
The beach. The sex on the beach, first of all, that would be awful. It's all when you see people in movies and stuff rolling around on the beach.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sand in a lot of spots. You don't want the beach.
My urethra. Oh, one single grain of sand in my ureter.
Even my knees hurts.
Yeah.
Imagine the rest. Okay. So here we go. This
That's
is
the worst. If even your knees hurts, then you can imagine
the rest. To say nothing about your partner.
Yes.
Anyway. So we're doing a drink called Sex on the Beach. Sex on the Beach. Now, this is a drink that you had?
Not had.
I've not had. I only know it as a reference. It's a drink you say and then you giggle and that's that.
Yeah, I only know. I had no idea it was in this damn thing. It does kind of feel like exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But funny little story on this one. So in 1987, this company called National Distribution wanted to boost sales of its new Peach Schnapps product.
Right.
So what do? They go down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida during spring break, and they have this contest, who can like make the best drink and sell the most. And if you do, your bar gets $1,000.
That's like how all of our drinks start.
Yeah, I know. Another company.
It's become the majority at this point.
Yeah. Totally.
Because, the Long Island Iced Tea was also it wasn't sponsored, but it was a competition just like that.
Mm-hmm. So this guy, Ted Pizzio.
Hell yeah.
He incorporated the schnapps. He was working a bar that I think, probably the coolest bar name I've ever heard, Confetti's.
Sounds like a
that's
blast.
That's a really good name.
Confetti's.
I want to go to Confetti's, man.
That does sound like a blast.
We were supposed to start a bar called Parties.
Yep. With P-A-R-D-E.
Apostrophe S.
Yeah. so he... was it P-A-R-D-E-E? not why.
Yeah. As weird as we could possibly make it so people have no idea what the fuck's going on.
But when they get in there, they get a bunch of confetti. So, he made this drink and he called it the Sex on the Beach because he thought, what do spring breakers want to do when they come down here? They want to have sex and go to the beach. And he smashed them both together and he won the prize. And just like every other stupid story, every little article I read about this was like, well, that's a good story. But the other story is that in 1982, in like the bartender's, you know, cookbook, bartender school cookbook or whatever, it was already in there. And it's probably because people in bartending school made the fuzzy navel and the Cape Codder and mashed them together. And that's basically what we're dealing with here today.
Right. Because that every single ingredient would be represented. Fuzzy navel and Cape Cod, are they're each two ingredient drinks, and it covers all four of this one. That's
And fuzzy navel is the peachy one, right?
Peach and OJ.
Fuzzy navel is OJ, yeah, and schnapps, and then the other one is vodka and cranberry juice.
Man,
and Cape Cutter.
All of these are associated. Those names, especially Sex on the Beach, comes up a lot. You know, like I only have heard of it. It's in the movie Cocktail, and then you hear a lot of bartenders like
it's a punchline.
Say it as a joke or whatever, but. It also comes up in YouTube videos and stuff with like pre-prohibition era fancy cocktails. They always refer to the dark ages, you know, like the 70s, 80s, 90s. And when they're shitting on the dark ages of cocktail culture, they always say like during the dark ages when people were having sex on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it does it like when I read that it was 1987, it was like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yes, of course.
And the story was exactly what I kind of thought it would be.
But like, why are all the peach drinks sexy?
Yeah, because the peach emoji is shaped like a butt.
Yeah, Jeff, come on.
Yeah, man. But I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, it's not like we got a lot of we don't have eggplant drinks.
Hey, I know. Maybe we should try it.
Give me the
eggplant drink.
Give dick me drink. One eggplant drink.
I'll have two dick drinks.
So yeah, I guess like the first time I noticed that the peach was sexual was in Face Off. You guys ever see Face Off?
Oh, he's like, I could eat a peach for hours. Yeah.
And that climaxed in Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, it sure did.
Sure did.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, put a big echo on this.
Ooh, nasty.
Ooh, that was some good echo work, Jeff. I am assuming.
I assume.
I assume that will be happening.
If you got off your ass.
If you would listen to the notes. So there you have it. Now I'm not gonna just say, okay, that's it. I gotta tell you what's in this thing.
Oh, right.
It's a very easy drink to make, which also kind of feels like, yeah, you'd make a quick drink at spring break because you're just like dumping this stuff in and getting as many drinks out as possible because these party animals want to partay.
Partizzle for shizzle.
Yeah.
You're going to use 40 milliliters of vodka, 20 milliliters peach schnapps, 40 milliliters fresh orange juice, 40 milliliters cranberry juice. So it's kind of a, what is it? It's a 1 to 2 to 2 to 2.
Yeah.
Love it.
The one being the peach schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to do that. I'm not really going to measure it out as much as
Michael
once would. No, I mean, I'm not going to do 40 milliliters. I'm going to do my own thing.
Mike, I would never hold you to milliliters.
No. Although I did just order a measuring cup that has milliliters. More on that as the story develops. Oh. Method.
Yes. We are tracking the package.
Method. Mike, hit me with the method.
Yeah, this is a build all the ingredients in a highball glass filled with ice. That's it.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Stir?
That's it, and that's all. Don't even say stir, but don't do it.
I think we want a multi-level.
Oh.
Because I have seen some of these where the cran goes in last, and there's a bit of a sunset.
Oh. All right, well, let's try that. And then the garnish with a half an orange slice.
Okay.
There's it.
Yeah. That's one of those sentences that sounds like it's not over, but it's over.
It's done.
Mike, I got a question. Yes. You said highball glass. I just assumed hurricane glass. I don't know why.
I assume that too, but yeah.
I guess I got to go looking for a highball glass.
I have no idea where my highball glasses are. They're probably with the maraschino cherries, but I'll see what I can.
Tim, I wouldn't ding you if you put that bad boy in a hurricane glass.
Yeah, no way.
It feels like a hurricane-y kind of thing.
I think I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be more dynamic.
Okay, well, we got out of this first part without any of your disgusting innuendos from the both of you.
They're coming.
Okay, okay. Enough.
Enough of that stuff.
You want to go make it?
Yes, we do.
Tim, do you want to go make it?
Partizzle for shizzle.
Oh, nice. Boy.
Joking, of course.
Yes, joking, yes, joking. Joking, okay. Sure.
All right.
All right,
folks. We'll be right back.
See you soon.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, slopheads. Seinfeld reference. Okay, here's something we want to talk to you guys about. A friend of ours has a podcast that we think you should listen to. Her name is Allison Rosen, and her show is called Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend. It's really great, and it comes out twice a week. Monday is a one-on-one with notable guests like Tim Heidecker, Tiffany Haddish, Scott Aukerman, Paul Rust, LeVar Burton, Fred Armisen, Bobby Moynihan. Whoa! She just had Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator on, how about that? And the second show of the week is Thursday. It's a group show that is silly and fun. We've been on it. You sit around and you just chit-chat. She comes up with topics. You're laughing, you're living, and you're loving life. And she is the host with the most. I'm talking about Allison Rosen. And she's got a Patreon where she puts out weekly bonus episodes and more. So subscribe to Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend wherever you get podcasts, because it's good. See ya!
Folks, we're back.
Hey,
sex is on the beach in hand. Oh, sex is on the beach. Yeah. Sex on the beaches. Sex on the beaches.
Sex,
I think.
Sex is on the sandy place.
Much better. Tim, I'm admiring your cocktail umbrella. I just got a pack of a bunch of bamboo straws and bamboo twists and cocktail umbrellas. And the first time I ever saw one of those was at my grandmother's house, and I was so enamored with the little cocktail umbrella.
Really? Chichu had those at her house?
Oh, yeah. Chichu and Temu.
Chichi and Rummy. What was your grandma's name?
That one was just Grandma.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
What about Skipper Dan?
Skipper Bill.
Skipper Bill.
He's on the other side.
Sailor Dan?
My grandparents... on my mom's side, Polish grandparents from Montreal. And I, in the suburbs of Montreal, they had like a very classic suburban mid-century house with a basement that had a little wet bar in it.
Awesome.
The fucking, you know, veneer, wood veneer basement, and then a mirrored corner, and the bar was upholstered brown leather. It was so
And I remember like drinking where your like legs go, like that part.
Yeah, actually the whole thing. Yeah. It kind of went up around the lip and then wood on top. And I remember going back there and drinking cherry 7-Up.
Did they have a gun?
Yeah, my grandfather pulled a gun on me.
Stick him up.
No, they didn't use it at all. It was just like mid-century basements came that way in Montreal, so they just had it. But like, I was the only person ever went back there, and there was no gun, nothing.
Do you guys know what makes it a wet bar?
Sink.
Hey, I didn't know.
The drink.
Sorry, Mike.
But now I know.
No, that's okay. I asked for it.
Tim, your cocktail umbrella, it's got the little thing where you can put it up. But it doesn't have the little like rubber band that like secures it up, like, you know.
Yeah, that's such a
the
funny
little one
thing.
That's on the shaft that you slide up.
What a marvel of engineering!
And in fact, I got too excited. I pushed it too far. I blew it back like it was a real windy day, and then I had to flip it back down.
When I first saw one of those, I was like probably a little kid, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna can I keep this? I'm gonna take good care of it." And my grandma was like, okay, like these are a cent.
It's going to be like my G.I. Joes will use it. Like,
oh, Michelangelo would love this.
It is funny. Like I had the same thing where it's like, maybe not that exact thing, but you like take it home and it kind of like sits on your dresser for a little while. It's like, wow, this thing, what is, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's so neat.
I still have some of that shit in like the little, I've got this like little fake treasure box in my office here where it's like my passport and my vaccination card and then like 2,000 just little trinkets that I thought you just couldn't throw away.
A flattened penny.
Yeah. I like you look through those, it's like, oh, it's gonna be good to have this around to remember what this thing was.
Yeah. Well, in this case, you want to have that umbrella around to remember the work of Harry K. Yee.
Oh,
that's right. He invented those?
He popularized them.
Okay. Well, he made, we did this drink 2 drinks ago. What did
Blue,
he?
Blue Hawaii.
The Blue Hawaii. Hilton Village had, because those.
They were using them for their dishes. That's right. That's what that was.
They were putting them on like the chicken skewers or something as a garnish because it's kind of a Chinatown classic. Mm-hmm. And then I think Harry brought it into the cocktail world.
Gotcha.
You know what I have in my little kitchen is I've got cocktail straws, just the short, thin. They're white with a red stripe on them.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that really makes a drink feel like it was not made in my home. Just that teeny little touch.
Yeah.
You know what I don't have is any more patience for this chitter chatter. Let's have some first.
Hold on. I want to tell my life story.
I put mine in a big Budweiser mug.
Nice.
I like thinking that you have like the contoured colors inside that opaque mug.
Well, I wanted to show you guys this thing, and I was like, I'll do it on the podcast.
I remember that mug from when we lived together. I love that mug.
Oh, yeah. This has been around the block.
I couldn't get a gradient going for my damn life.
Yeah, you did. I see a gradient. Yeah? It's yellow up top. Well, that's what's weird is I think we did it backwards. We were trying to make the cranberry go up top, but it fell to the bottom. So let your orange go up top.
Mm. Well,
sip time.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, fantastic.
Ooh, I feel like I'm on an episode of Crossfire Ooh. With you guys having opposite opinions.
Woo! This is not bad, man.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, I was talking a whole bunch of stuff about, I'm going to go my own measurements. I went letter of the law. I did 40, 20, 40, 40.
You got it.
And I'm not regretting a thing.
You ever have that thing where the drink isn't enough liquid, so then you're like, to fill the glass, and then you're like, oh, add more ice, and then ice just piles on top. I got like 8 dry cubes on top of this drink.
Yeah, this isn't like 40 milliliters. Wait, let's see. It would be 80 milliliters total is not that much.
No.
Stuff.
Yeah, I guess I made a big one because I did 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 2 ounce, 2 ounce.
Oh.
Wait, was I reading a different recipe than you guys? I put 40 of the cran and the OJ.
That's what I did too.
Yeah, you only do less of the peach schnapps.
Yes.
Which I got to say, peach is coming through. It's coming through real good.
I'm getting most of the juices, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what orange juice tastes like, and I know what cranberry juice tastes like.
Yeah, but you don't know what peach schnapps tastes
like. Well, now I do. My God.
You know what's funny? I got the peach schnapps, and it was that Lord's brand that was the same thing as that, I think the creme de menthe I got for the grasshopper. It's just Lord's. Like, Lord's makes peach schnapps, amaretto schnapps, all types of cranny, every type of like liqueur.
I got wait, who's the other guy? Hiram Walker?
Hiram Walker, mm-hmm. And then I've got
De Kuyper.
Me too, De Kuyper.
Do you, De Kuyper.
Do you think Johnny Walker knows a Hiram Walker?
I think it's his son.
I'm gonna be like my dad and make fruit drinks.
We're like, of course I know him. He's me. you know what that's from?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, old Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, there you go.
He's me.
Obi Baba Dobi.
Old Ben.
I want to say something. De Kuyper, maker of Pucker. They no longer market it as Pucker, but the sour apple flavor right next to the peach schnapps says Pucker on it. It's like sour apple Pucker in tiny little letters.
I didn't know schnapps was, I thought schnapps was a brand, but it is not. It's a type. This is Lord Schnapps.
You know what I know the word schnapps from is Seinfeld. When Elaine spills all her secrets when she gets on schnump drunk, and she's Jerry's like, nothing's staying in the vault because too many people have the key. and then they whisper like schnapps.
I love when they show her drinking it too. It's like a one bottle that she's got in her mouth and she tips her whole head back.
It's like in her teeth.
Wait, is it a specific flavor of schnapps? Or they just
I think it's
it
peach
as,
schnapps.
Oh peach,
my god.
Yeah,
I think so. Which is something you don't drink on it. So like, is that the joke?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of anyone just having like a straight schnapps.
You wouldn't have schnapps on the rocks?
Schnapps on the rocks. We should do September schnapps. there's a peppermint schnapps, isn't there?
Yeah. Yep. So wait, maybe what's the distinction? We should tell the people because we have a booze podcast.
Right.
Well, peppermint candy is like a hard candy and schnapps is like a liqueur.
The difference between a liqueur and a schnapps.
Yeah, thanks for getting us set up to be fucking reamed here, Jeff, because I don't know. I always thought that liqueur and schnapps were interchangeable. I'm going to guess the word schnapps is German. Mm. So maybe don't spritz it.
Oh.
Mm.
Don't spritz me.
That's right.
Wikipedia says, schnapps is a type of alcoholic beverage that may take several forms, including distilled fruit brandies, herbal liqueurs, infusions, and quote-unquote flavored liquors made by adding syrups, spices, or artificial flavorings to neutral grain spirits. I mean, it seems like any liqueur. It seems like they're interchangeable.
It's just a flavored little fucking thing. I mean, I would guess it's usually low ABV, you know?
Yeah, an inexpensive, like 30. Heavily sweetened form of liqueur.
I always thought that it was just the small.
Yeah, I got a big old bottle for like $7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my De Kuyper was similarly cheap.
De Kuyper.
But I used to think, because of Elaine, I used to think that schnapps meant that bottle size. Like, could I have a little schnapps of vodka?
Like, like a nip.
Instead of nips, I'd say I bought some schnapps.
Oh, so for my vodka for this one, my nip, I got a little, I went a little, treated myself. I got myself a Grey Goose nip.
Ooh. Oh, Michael. That's one of the higher end nips.
Yep. I said, and I'll take this huge bottle of schnapps and a tiny Grey Goose bottle. They said, what's the occasion? It must be something nice.
Solo vacation.
It's nice to unscrew the nice Grey Goose vodka and pour it into the plastic tumbler, the plastic Budweiser tumbler.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, this is a great drink.
You really like it?
I love it.
I'll
Here's
say that,
why. Go yes. ahead, Tim.
You think you know a guy?
No,
Tim.
No. I gotta hear this. I better hear this.
So I got the Grey Goose. So happy for myself. Mm. Then I went. And I got an orange juice. This whatever orange juice. I think it was the simple made or made simple, whatever it's called. And I got that. That's fine. I got the schnapps. And then I'm thinking I'm gonna get some cranberry juice. And I'm doing Ocean Spray, the real deal. And I'm getting a big one because I forget sometimes that I fucking love cranberry juice.
It's good.
And when I see it, I go, "Ooh, I'm gonna have this all week." And so I'm going to be drinking that cranberry juice all week. Yeah. And I taste it in here, and ooh, I like it. I like it a lot.
This is a guy who craves the wave, man.
Man, I think I got bad cran.
You got bad cran, man.
I got a shitty bottle of Langer's.
Langer's.
Yeah, that's bad cranning. That's bad.
That might be part of my problem.
But, Dutz, you're supposed to get cranberry cocktail, which does have sugar.
Yes.
If you get straight cranberry juice,
it's too bitter.
That's too bitter.
Yeah.
Mm.
And like cranberry cocktail is only like 2% juice anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having fun with this drink, but I am kind of struggling with this peach schnapps. It's a candy-like flavor.
Yeah.
And I understand this is a drink. I mean, we don't like to think of our cocktails as gendered here on the show, but the classic thing is that this is a drink that you recommend to a young lady who doesn't like to drink liquor, you know?
Yeah.
And I do think that the vodka has disappeared in here, but the peach schnapps, it's like if this was a vodka and peach juice, I'm on board.
Right.
But I've had apricot schnapps, I've had peach schnapps. They're like,
they're sicky, they're cloying.
Yeah, and I think that they're used to flavor other things, and so I'm like tasting it and I'm like, "Oh, is this like some like weird fragrance in somebody's stinky living room that they sprayed on the carpet or something like that?"
Stinky old living room. I think I also chilled everything. Like, I kept all the liquors in the freezer for a couple days. So that's I'm really enjoying the coolness of this on this hot day. Remember I talked about my AC earlier. It's warm where I am.
And hey, let's be honest, peach. Mm. You're talking about getting into July, the dog days of summer, sitting on a porch on a rocking chair. Peach, that's what you want to be sucking.
Squeezing a peach into your mouth.
Letting it drip right down you. See a sucker.
Squeezing the juices and sucking on a pit.
Did I tell you guys about podcast fave, Tig Hanford?
Yeah.
When it was April Fool's Day this year?
No.
Did I tell you guys about this? So she had been like, I went up to see my brother and sister-in-law and consequently her as well and the other her brothers.
Oh, sure.
Right around on, actually, April Fool's Day. And she had been apparently planning like tricks and stuff for like weeks. Like she got the idea of April Fool's and loved it. Mm-hmm. And I got there and she's like, I see her like messing around with some Oreo cookies. I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm going to ask you if you want a cookie. Just have one. I was like, okay. She said, do you want a cookie? I said, great. And I had one and there was toothpaste in it. It was Oreo with toothpaste and something. So, you know, I got the idea. She's setting me up. There was a lot of just like jumping out from behind the wall and scaring me. And it worked a lot of the time. But by the end of the night, before she went to bed, she was getting like kind of down. And she was like, nobody will April Fool's me. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I've done tricks on everybody, but no one will April Fool's me. So we're like, all right, well, maybe it'll happen. And I kind of let it like sit for a minute. And I went in the kitchen and I mixed up orange juice, lemon juice, and a whole bunch of vinegar. And I told her, I was like, hey, Tig, do you know, she likes Taylor Swift. I said, you know what Taylor Swift's like favorite drink is, don't you? She's like, no. I was like, oh, it's Princess Peach Juice. Have you ever had this? She's like, no. I was like, oh, well, I got some right here if you want to try it. But it's like, Taylor Swift's favorite. And she took a sip of it. I was like, ha, we got you.
That's so fucking mean. Vinegar?
Yeah, she wanted to be tricked.
I love wanting to be tricked. It's like, yeah. I perform the service of pranking other people, and no one is paying it forward.
And she's like over the sink, like blah. And then, you know, once she like got some drinks of water, she thought that was really fun.
I once had a practical joke book that I got from the Scholastica Book Fair, and they had a whole section of like bathroom ones. And I was in like grade school, let's say. And one of them was you take saran wrap and you put the toilet bowl like under the part you sit on so that if somebody pees it just like bounces and sprays everywhere. And I was like, that one sounds messy. I'm going to do this other one where you just take Vaseline and you put like a thin film of Vaseline on this toilet seat itself. And so I did this. I was like, we have Vaseline. Fantastic. And this is the upstairs bathroom that's like I share with my sister. Like my parents have their own bathroom, had their own bathroom. And then there was a bathroom downstairs kind of for everybody. Anyone could piss or shit in that one. Mm. But upstairs, this is where I put the Vaseline. And then I forgot all about it and went to my aunt's. And then, so I'm at my aunt's and I'm like, whatever, have an ice cream, watch a movie, whatever. And I get a call from my parents being like,
our asses are slimy.
They being like, what did you do to the toilet? And I was like, Oh, I'm yeah. That it was a prank from the book, and they're like, "Well, your dad slipped off, and he hurt his ass."
Oh my god, he slipped right off.
And my dad was like, "Buddy, what are you doing?" It's like, I read it in a book, and then I forgot all about it. Anyway, goodbye.
Why did you do that?
Anyway, I'm eating ice cream and watching a movie. That's so. That does feel like off. A very like your pants are down and you're slipping off onto
this
the floor.
Fucking Home Alone shit.
I feel like I never followed through. I bought a bunch of practical jokey type stuff. I feel like I had a whole little Rubbermaid thing full of like little gum packs that snap your fingers and goofs. Uh-huh. And I feel like I never got around to using them on anybody ever even once.
Did you ever have like a hand buzzer like ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you like go to like shake someone's hand, which you never do anyway at that age. So it's like, hey, shake my hand. And then just goes like... And then you like look at the person, they're like, "Well, you did."
Okay.
And you want it, to be a shock buzzer so bad, but it actually just like rattles. It goes like,
right.
Yeah, right. It's just like thukata thukata, and yeah, your dad is like, "Why is my son shaking my hand?" When you're a kid, there's not a lot of reasons to shake.
This is a little more advanced, but in like junior high, did you guys ever come across like the Anarchist Cookbook or whatever?
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, I remember in junior high, like someone printed that out at the school, and we had it. I never read it, but I was like, I have it.
Yeah, me too. It was just like it was so forbidden. I had like a floppy disk with like, oh my god, it's the Anarchist Cookbook, and it just like
I have access.
It does teach you how to make like pipe bombs and shit, which is not good for a young New Hampshireite with access to pipe bomb materials
and nothing else to do.
What's the one? What's the one that has like a bottle full of gas and you light it on and there's like paper in the bottle and you light the top
Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
We should do that for a blowout. Make a Molotov cocktail.
We're like, we don't like them. Too flamey.
They made a mess.
I did one time when I was a kid take a tennis ball and I took an X-Acto knife and I like cut a U shape in the tennis ball. Like you puncture it because there's air in there, but it's also very rubbery. And I cut a little opening, like a flap that you could like peel open. And I plucked off match heads and I filled a tennis ball with match heads.
A bomb.
Thinking that I would throw it. And then like when it hit something, the match heads would strike each other.
Sure.
And it would explode. After numerous attempts to do this. I mean, it's funny when you're a kid, the stuff you want to catch fire never catches fire.
Uh-huh.
Like when you try to like light a campfire when you're a kid, it's like impossible to do unless you're an Eagle Scout or whatever. So what we did was we took a Jarum clove cigarette and we made like a wick that would go down into the tennis ball. And boy, howdy, did that thing blow. It took off like a rocket. Like, it went in a direction. It didn't just, like, blow up.
Because of where you had cut it.
Yeah, and, like, for whatever reason, it, like, propelled. But anyway, try it out at home, folks. Tweet at us.
No.
My biggest antics with as a little pyromaniac was, what age were you? You were probably young when you did that, right?
Oh, not that young. Probably in high school.
Yeah, I also, I feel like I got into kind of pyromaniac stuff a little late, but there was a time where, so I'm not young, maybe I'm in high school, but my sister, who's 5 years younger, was probably young, and we were like, there was a big, like a wasp's nest, like a big fat one at our house, like the kind you could see, and it looks like a big beehive, and I think maybe one of them stung me, so I was mad. So I was like, we're going to torch that thing. So I cooked up this thing. My sister helped me, and I took a broomstick. Ooh. And at one end, I wrapped a newspaper around the end and like wrapped the newspaper with tied it up with twine. So newspaper stayed on one end of a broomstick, and I lit that on fire.
Why didn't you light the broom end on fire?
Oh, because it was my mom's broom, you see.
Oh, okay, so you lit the handle on fire. Okay, cool.
The handle got a little charred. But so I can use that as a torch, right? The newspaper is on fire, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, 6 feet from me. I'm holding it in my left hand down by the broom head in my hand. So I've got like this big torch. Then with the other hand, aerosol hairspray.
Oh boy.
A big fucking Aquanet can.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I went and it worked. I can't believe I cooked this up in the moment, but I held that fire up with one hand and with the other hand, shot it. And it was like a flamethrower.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Fully shot. And I torched the hell out of the wasp nest and I like I committed genocide and like 4,000 of us. But the funny thing, I also remember that like it in the middle of, I was so excited about the plan. I'm not young. My sister was young. In the middle of us like cooking up this plan, like some friends called, like high school friends, and I'm like driving age and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was like a party or something, and they were like inviting me out to go do teenager stuff. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good tonight. I got stuff I got to do. And I remember like choosing to stay home.
I'm revenging the bees.
I've got to revenge the bees.
Tim, my buddy Adam and I, who's engaged now. Congrats, Adam, if you're listening.
To be wed?
Engaged
or,
to be wed.
Or, yeah. Oh.
Good for him.
He and I have all the near-death and pyromaniac type stories together. And yes. One time in his room, he lived on like the third floor of like an old house in Londonderry. And we put nail polish remover in a spray bottle, like a normal spray bottle. And you know, with a normal spray bottle, you can twist the tip to be more like a jet or more like a spray.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a candle. And we were playing with like, oh, when you put it on the jet, it makes this like dragon tongue fire of like, or if you put it on the spray, it makes like a bloom right in front of your face. So you have to like hold it away from you when you go like, and he fucking did the bloom and was like, seeing how much he could take holding it away from his face, like indoors. This is fucking indoors. People are home. His parents are home. And he goes, and we're like, ha ha ha. And we see this ghostly bluish flame, not unlike the flaming Dr. Pepper,
yikes,
rise up to the ceiling.
Ghostly, yes.
And then on the top, he is that like popcorn ceiling that's like common in a lot of homes. It just goes, foom. And basically like a 6-foot square flame patch appears on the ceiling. And we freaked
out. It goes
out
right away?
No. It had to be beaten out with towels and t-shirts. And we were like, okay, because our hearts were fucking pounding. And then the fire alarm goes off. No, sorry. Before the fire alarm goes off, he stands on his desk chair and starts painting the caramelized ceiling with his white deodorant to try and change the ceiling back to white colored. And then the fucking fire alarm goes off and his parents like are like, what's going on, kids? We got to get outside. And we're like, no, it's okay. And they're like, what do you mean it's okay?
How do you know?
And miraculously, we got away scot-free.
Hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess that deodorant was the perfect
paint. They never looked up at the toasted marshmallow colored ceiling above his bed.
That's so funny. Like, what do we have right near us? Deodorant. Grab that.
Act fast.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's get back to the drink here. Mm. I'm done, by the way. I need second round big time.
Yeah, well, these are, I have to say, mine was so predictably, you'd think after all these episodes, I would know that after it gets melty, it gets delicious.
Yeah.
Mm. Even the peach schnapps, like the exact flavor, I don't have a problem with it anymore. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But enough about that. I wanted to ask if you guys mind if I change the subject.
Away from the drink.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Sure.
Really?
Oh, thanks, guys. Well, We've talked before on the show about my lifestyle, and you know, this weekend was no different. The other night I was on the Sunset Strip.
Uh-huh.
Kind of walking down.
Bars have opened back up. And
bars are open. And I'm hitting the scene. You know,
yeah,
I'm there.
All part of your lifestyle. Yeah.
The lifestyle.
And, you know, I kind of bump into a lot of celebrities from time to time, and this time I'm kind of making my way down the strip. Who do I bump into? The fucking Lonely Island guys.
Oh,
wow.
No shit.
So I pulled the guys aside. They were trying to get somewhere, but I pulled them aside. Uh-huh. I says, guys, you know, I love your work, but there's like one song I really love. And I went on this whole tear about like, you know, you got that one song that is like so great. And I love it so much.
Yeah.
And they kind of, they clammed up a little bit.
Mm.
And I was like, what's, I was like, what? Why?
What?
You know?
Yeah.
How?
They were like, well, Tim, this is kind of, you're bringing up a sore subject because that, you know, that song you love so much you're talking about, that was actually a typo.
I'm curious about what song you like so much.
I know. But you know, like on SNL, they put it all in the cue cards and you read off the cards.
Right.
And you can imagine how you might sometimes write a script to be some way that you really intend for a bit to go. But then due to, just a clerical error, like a big typo, the thing comes out different than you want it to be.
It's a bummer.
A lot of reasons something different ends up on the screen than what you intended. And for it to be something like a typo is just like, I understand them being like kind of bummed out and kind of ashamed.
Right.
And we in the entertainment business, a happy accident. We like those.
Oh yeah.
This is an unhappy accident, sounds like. And we do not like this.
No, we hate sad accidents.
Like the happy accident or like the sad accident. Okay.
So I told them, I said, guys, I've got great empathy for your plight.
Empathy, sympathy, all of it.
And then they found out, I kind of then, schmoozed them a little bit, told them I had a podcast, and they're like, why don't you play, because we have the version of our song that we intended to do before the typo.
Cool.
And if you could play it on your podcast, we'll finally set the record straight with the real song the way we meant.
But now, Tim, before we listen to this, I just got to say, I'm happy that you were able to like bring something into the pod that doesn't involve you like stealing from somebody's vault.
I asked them, I was like, hey guys, do you have a lair? Do you make any vault of tapes? And they're like, no, we'll just give you the MP3. And I was like, oh
great. So like, this is completely consensual. Awesome. Great.
So you give it to me and I'll put it down my pants and walk away. And they're like, yeah, don't probably have to do that.
I took the one MP3 on a flash drive. I put it down my BVDs and I fucking booked it home.
Yeah. BVDs. Let me guess. Extra small.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know me, BVDs down below and BVTs up top. Haynes, sponsor of the pod.
Hey, it's a winning combination. Let's hear that track.
PVDs aren't Haynes, they're BVDs.
Yeah, fuck.
Hey, girl, I got something real important to give you. Mm-hmm. So just listen up and listen. Girl, I know you've been thirsty such a long, long while. And now I'm ready to give you something cold.
Wow, you know it's summer and my mouth is rather dry. Gonna make you something that's wet and orangey red.
A liquid so good, so take out your straw.
Take a sip of it, it's a sex on the beach.
Okay. It's a sex on the beach.
A sex on the beach, babe.
It's a sex on the beach.
Ooh, a sex on the beach, dude. See, I'm wise enough to know when a drink is orangey, and this one is that. And now you can tell everyone that you have had.
To all the fellas out there with ladies to refresh, it's easy to do. Just follow these steps. One.
Vodka, crayon, orange, and rocks.
Two.
Motherfucking peach schnapps.
Three.
Good.
Garnishes on the top, and that's the way you do it.
It's a six on the beach.
Gonna what on the top?
Wow. Yeah,
garnishes on top.
I'm
garnishes so glad. On the top.
I'm so glad we got your hands on that track, man.
That's awesome. That was some typo they had.
Yeah, when
going.
They say typo, they mean several typos. Front to back
that's
typos.
Full sentence typo.
Yeah, it was a big typo, but you see the thing is like blank in a blank.
Yeah.
Blank on a blank. It's all.
So, I see that.
If you're a typist.
Tim, we just think it's weird that they said a typo. That was, that's what they said to you.
So you think I'm normal and you think
Yeah. I don't know if they know what a typo is.
I think we think you're very normal. I think, the only thing that sort of remained was the word A.
On the.
Well, because it was, I guess the typo version that unfortunately went on TV was Dick in a Box.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this one is
This is sex on the beach, so that doesn't even work.
You know, I'll be honest, the not that it matters what I think, but I'll admit that I had not considered that too much before this pod. Yeah.
Well, that was exciting. And you say this was done before Dick in the Box, or they made this again afterwards when they got
this is
the
original.
Cards, right?
This is the original version, I think.
No, this was them trying to set the record straight.
Oh, I see. So
what aired?
It aired first as Dick in the Box.
They woke up on Sunday morning, kind of hungover, like, what happened? And then and they were like, we got to do the real version.
Gotcha. Mm. So they had, this was probably after, you know, the SNL, the taping, the whole party and stuff. And you got to imagine Timberlake is feeling bad and his voice just isn't there. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Because
he's got say what you will about him and the whole boy band thing, but he's got a good voice.
Normally, good conditions. Yeah. Normally, great voice. Yes. Yeah.
Normally, and then also here too. Yeah. Like.
And that goes without saying that normally would include this track.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't see it that way, but I've got such a tin ear. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's the tin.
It's the tin, probably.
Yeah.
Well, guys, do you want to make another round and we'll wrap up this muddle?
I'm going to make another one. And you know what I'm going to do on this one? I'm going to add a little more peach, a little extra peach, because I want to get that peach flavor you guys have been talking about.
You want to go take a trip down to Georgia.
I'm going to do the same thing, but like no peach.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, that could be its own thing, too.
I think
you gotta come up with a name, Jeff. When you come back, have a name.
Okay. Folks, we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, here we are with round two and our final thoughts on
round
Sex
two.
On the Beach. Well, before we get to final thoughts, you guys do alts? I did some alts.
Nope.
Yeah, I just did more peach. That's it.
Man.
I did 1-1-1-1.
I did the same thing, and I ate a mouthful of chicken. But here's my trick. With my straw... Mm-hmm. You know the way in your mixing glass when you make a martini, you stir it around and around and around, and it gets real cold and it melts to cubes. And yeah. I'm doing that with a drink, and that's what you do. That makes that peach settle right into that crayon.
Mm. You know what I did is I had the remnants of round one, and I just sort of like gave myself a little boost, and I made it to the letter of the law, except I swapped out the peach schnapps for triple sec. I was like, that's the closest cousin I've got to the peach schnapps.
Kissing cousin.
I gotta say, it's okay. I still don't love it. It's not my favorite.
I can't believe this. This is.
But I'll tell you what, if we're looking at alts, and I bet you that's probably an alt, so I'm not even gonna name it. As far as the variations on this drink, I'm seeing that a Sex in the Driveway is Sex on the Beach with orange juice and cranberry replaced by Blue Curacao and Sprite.
Huh.
And then there's another one without orange juice that reminds me of you guys. This one is called a teeny weeny woo woo.
All right, you son of a bitch. Oh, I made one crack at the beginning of this podcast about you not knowing what sex was. Fucker. And you don't come, that hurts well, my feelings to talk about
it,
that.
Mike, you could also call it a woo woo, it says.
All right.
Does that suit you?
Yeah.
And yes, it's fine.
And so that's,
I
so
love
that's,
woo-woo. That's great.
That's vodka, peach schnapps, and just crayon. No OJ for Miles.
Hmm.
I was clicking around and I saw, if you want to fancy up this sex on the beach, some people put a little topper of either Chambord or creme de cassis, like some right. kind of like a raspberry liqueur up top to really hammer home that red top.
What's the first one you said? Not creme de cassis.
Chambord now, what is like that? Black what? Currant. I think okay. it's black, or it might be raspberry, but it's. You've definitely seen it because it's a small bottle that's a little round globe with like a gold cap on it.
Portly.
I think the original one that Ted Pizzio made had a little grenadine in it, but I think that's phased itself out.
Ted Pizzio is really starting to Pizzio me. Hey. I'm getting... can I get back to you on
you
guys on that?
Pissed. No, I get it. You're PO'd.
I'll just text you guys about that.
You're PZO'd off.
Yeah, take it off, bud. Well, final thoughts. I'll start. This one's fine. I would even do a second round, but don't love peach. Don't love peach schnapps. I think I maybe shorted myself with some bad crayon, and maybe maybe De Kuyper doesn't make the best peach schnapps. It's fine. How about you?
I did top shelf ingredients. This is an order again and again and again. I am chugging this thing down. It is so good on a summer's day.
I want you to take that Lord's Peach Schnapps bottle right to the dome.
Yep. I took a little taste of it. It's good. I can see what Elaine's doing there. Yes, I like this drink. The name is a little hokey kooky kiki, but I don't mind.
I'm sure that there's a bottle of, we have Lords and De Kuyper. I'm sure that there's some $45 peach liqueur that makes this amazing.
What's the Cointreau version of peach liqueur? Right. What's the name brand top shelf peach liqueur?
Or vodka, cranberry, and peach juice, because peach juice is good. It's just like rare.
Sort of a twist on a Cosmo.
I like this. I can't order again as in two rounds on the same night. No. But if I were in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on spring break, and I was getting my Mac on, you know, you guys know how I like to kind of spit game.
we know.
It's like poetry.
Yeah, Jessica knows big time. She hears it every night. Hey, come on. Hey, smile for me, baby. Come on. Women love that, although, by the way. If guys, try that on your partner. If they're frowning, go, smile, baby. Come on. Why you're so pretty? Why you got to frown?
Yeah, try it on your spouse, everyone.
Then, check your finger and see if that ring's missing.
You're a lawfully wedded spouse. Michael, okay, you gave your thoughts. And Tim, so did you. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're done.
We're done. That's it. We've had it.
We've
done the sex on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if some fancy, bar owner wants to give us their great version, again, I mentioned this last week. We're interested in being wined and dined for free.
Right. In the Big Apple. Yeah.
In the Big Apple. I mean, also down in Florida would be fun, too.
I mean, truly any city. If you wine and dine us, I will go to any city.
Hey, our resident expert, Jack Schramm, weigh in on this. Email us or something if you like sex on the beach or have a cool version.
Also, if you can think of an innuendo, weigh in on that because I'm striking out over here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the... Okay, I think this is peach related. And then I promise we'll be done. The pot will be done.
Thank you.
What's the... It's like a shot, but it's got whipped cream on top. So when you take a shot, it's supposed to like put like white cream on your face.
Blowjob shot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, is that what it is? But that's also like peachy. Hey, we'll cover it on the pod. You know what? That would be a little tease.
I think next up for us with this drink is we get on down to Confetti's, see if it's still open, and do a podcast from Confetti's.
Live from confetti's. We got Pizzio pissing us off.
Yeah. Pizzio telling us to leave.
Here's what I really want to do. this is a combo of the Fuzzy Navel and the Cape Codder.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do both of those. I don't know if they're IBA. Or Cape Codder is IBA. And
I think so.
Fucking, I told you I'm going to Cape Cod. Maybe we do the drink so before okay, I can arrive. Okay,
I like that.
You guys are dragging your feet on this.
I got a bone to pick with the IBA. I know we're going to cut it short right here. Don't cut me off, Jeff, in the edit. The IBA, you go on there and it gives you the thing. You know, are you over 21? Yes or no? You click yes.
Freezes.
The first time, it just stops. Yep. You got to reload the page and do it again. Whoever's running the show over there, get your act together. You're bringing down the pod.
That's so funny because that happened to me every single time. And I was like, my phone is on the fritz.
And I would refresh and you hit yes again and it like somehow works. Or like, I don't know.
These guys took 6 months to redo their website.
That's what I'm saying. All right. I don't know.
Folks, you know that's our show. We wanted to end it a long time ago, and it dragged a little bit. It took us a while to get out of here.
Yeah, but Jeff, this episode was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a good one. You know what?
It was a little quirky.
Hey, yeah. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. And you know what? You guys, we're seeing a lot more Patrons these days.
Oh, yeah.
We sure are. The Patrons, man. The Patrons, it's all happening on the Patreon.
People are lining up for bullshit over on the Patreon.
Dude, but you got the people, the generations. I'm noticing new Patrons. It's nice to see the circle of life. The original Patreon subscribers are passing away, and then the new people are subscribing to take the torch from them.
Yeah, yep. No, it is nice. A tradition.
But the people who have passed, they have not, you know, they just leave their debit card going.
Yeah, yeah.
It's every month.
Gone but not forgotten with their $5 a month.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, look, I fucking cracked my glass.
Tim, you cracked my glass. That's my
glass. Glass.
So you got a crack in the glass and a crack in your ass. Oh, that's it, folks. We're done.
All right,
goodbye.
Folks, good night. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Peace.